Howdy, regulars. This is Regular Dispatch number 12, recording on May 14th, 2020. Back again with Austin Kleon's very simple, very powerful, very excellent Show Your Work. In the chapter 4, Open Up Your Cabinet of Curiosities, it begins with a quote from Paul Arden. The problem with hoarding is you end up living off your reserves. Eventually, you become stale. If you give away everything you have, you are left with nothing. This forces you to look, to be aware, to replenish. Somehow, the more you give away, the more comes back to you. This section is called Don't Be a Hoarder. If you happen to be wealthy and educated and alive in 16th and 17th century Europe, it was fashionable to have a Wunderkammern, a wonder chamber, or a cabinet of curiosities in your house, a room filled with rare and remarkable objects that served as a kind of external display for your thirst for knowledge of the world. Inside a cabinet of curiosities, you might find books, skeletons, jewels, shells, art, plants, minerals, taxidermy specimens, stones, or any other exotic artifact. These collections, often juxtaposed both natural and human-made marvels, revealing a kind of mashup of handiwork by both God and human beings. They were the precursors to what we think of today as the modern museum, a place dedicated to the study of history, nature, and the arts. We all have our own treasured collections. They can be physical cabinets of curiosities, say living room bookshelves full of favorite novels, records, and movies, or they can be more like intangible museums of the heart, our skulls lined with memories of places we've been, people we've met, experiences we've accumulated. We all carry around the weird and wonderful things we've come across while doing our work and living our lives. These mental scrapbooks form our tastes, and our tastes influence our work. There's not as big of a difference between collecting and creating as you might think. A lot of writers I know see the act of reading and the act of writing as existing on opposite ends of the same spectrum. The reading feeds the writing, which feeds the reading. I'm basically a curator, says the writer and former bookseller, Jonathan Lethem. Making books has always felt very connected to my bookselling experience, that of wanting to draw people's attention to things that I liked, to shape things that I liked into new shapes. Our tastes make us what we are, but they can also cast a shadow over our own work. All of us who do creative work, we get into it because we have good taste, says public radio personality Ira Glass. But there is this gap. For the first couple of years you make stuff, it's just not that good. It's trying to be good. It has potential, but it's not. But your taste, the thing that got you into the game, is still killer. Before we're ready to take the leap of sharing our own works with the world, we can share our tastes in the work of others. Where do you get your inspiration? What sorts of things do you fill your head with? What do you read? Do you subscribe to anything? What sites do you visit on the internet? What music do you listen to? What movies do you see? Do you look at art? What do you collect? What's inside your scrapbook? What do you pin to the corkboard above your desk? What do you stick on your refrigerator? Who's done work that you admire? Who do you steal ideas from? Do you have any heroes? Who do you follow online? Who are the practitioners you looked up to in your field? Your influences are worth sharing because they clue people in to who you are and what you do, sometimes even more than your own work. And the section closes with a quote from DJ Spooky. You're only as good as your record collection. As always with Austin stuff, love it when he crystallizes or distills things down into these books. It's because he's been walking the walk, not just talking the talk. He's got a Tumblr account still, which has gone through many different owners and such. But he has a Tumblr account that he refers to as a scrapbook. So he's just grabbing snippets of things that he's into, looking about, exploring. You can practically see Austin's next book coming from the tags that he uses there. It's like, that's a section. Yep, that's a chapter. You can see what he's into, and that's the point. He does it well. He also has a WordPress site. He's got an email list. Really, he's one of many proponents of the power of an email list. I have an email list for the regulars. I rarely send things to it. I'm terrible at this. Part of the reason I'm talking about this is to get on the record here in these dispatches that I'm just horrible at this. I don't have a blog. I've had a domain name forever for my name. There's nothing there. I need to fix this. I need to do this. These dispatches are a simple way for me to get started. I love that in this section too, he mentioned this Ira Glass bit. It's there's a little more from that clip available on YouTube or somewhere, and I'll post it in the notes. You know, the regulars gather on Fridays, and I know a lot of these folks. But it's interesting, you know, we will share links back and forth. I'm sure you do have a number of group text threads and individual paired off text threads and email chains and all of this. And it does strike me that this many years past the introduction of something as simple as a blog, how much the city of Austin would change if more of us would just do that. If more of us would be like Austin Kleon and share what we're thinking about. And of course, these engines would be as different as the people who are creating and curating them. A friend here in town named Jonathan is part of a company now called Lemon Pie. They recently changed their name because they've expanded their offering, and the original name was tied to just sort of one of their offerings. They do a whole bunch of stuff in the podcast ecosystem. A booking agency, which is a really cool idea. Production service. And Jonathan, for fun, is starting his own show, and I think it's a really cool idea. He interviewed me. I think that's posting soon. I will not only share a link out to it, but I'll tell a few stories here in the dispatch because I'm so kind of long-winded that we didn't cover some of the ground that we could have on the topic. What I like that he's doing, he asks well before the show, for you to create a playlist on Spotify of songs that were important to different stages in your life. And then he talks with you about those songs. It pulls sort of biographical, character sketchy kinds of stories out of you and anchored to these songs as trailheads or jumping off points. And it was really cool. And I think that Spotify, making all the acquisitions that they have in podcasting and trying to really earn their permanence, a permanent seat at the table as a platform, should make it interesting. And Jonathan will kind of show us how it's done here by experimenting early with interleaving audio interview stuff with tracks, with music tracks. And so it's really exciting to imagine what's going to be possible for all the wildly musically literate people that we all know to go create their playlists and tell us what they know about these stories. It's kind of stuff that we still get here, luckily, in town a lot through KUTX, a truly fantastic radio station. But that even your... You know, I mean, I would love to use this as an outlet to talk about Austin music and the history of and what's going on. But you can imagine some of the people that are basically true scholars of this stuff, what they're going to be able to do with that kind of new medium of songs and their commentary spun up on the fly. And that's all very Austin Kleon. Everybody has their cabinet of curiosities, and here's what I'm listening to, and here's why, and here's what it makes me think of. That'd be an incredibly pleasurable way and fruitful way to share this kind of stuff. So here's hoping these dispatches for me get a groove going for me to share better, to do so through other mediums, and that you might do so as well. We would all very much appreciate it if you would. Y'all have a great day. Thanks.